Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the third and final hour, Richard Gage, founder of AE911Truth.org, architects and engineers for 911 Truth. Hundreds and hundreds of members now, getting more and more every day, and just exponentially growing as they go out and confront engineers and architects with the video evidence, with the diagrams, with the documents on Building 7, Tower 1 and 2. And we're getting a 70% conversion rate. But before we get back into the final points on this and take calls, Richard, the individuals that carried this out, whoever really did this, whoever had access, who had the control of security to be able to stage this event, who had the motive, we know who it is, military-industrial complex. But you, as an architect, as a scientist, you just, you know, in this study, you just look at this one area, and I understand that. You're just looking at the scientific facts, and then people can politically do what they, you know, will with that political question. With you know what those results mean, but the establishment, why do you think whoever did this thought they could get away with blowing up three buildings right in front of everyone, in front of firefighters and police, to have huge molten slag running, you know, down the channel rails? I mean, how could they do that? Why did they think they could do that?
I don't know, Alex. I know they had a purpose, though. Because if you look at what happened after 9/11, we're talking about the invasion of two countries that placed the United States in preeminent global position to achieve militarily, and the United States major corporations to achieve economically. So maybe you can fill in the gaps.
But, I mean, scientifically, the people doing it, why did they think engineers and physicists and scientists and architects would go along with it?
Well, they have. I went along with it for 4 years. I was a sleeping architect. David Ray Griffin woke me up. Here's the problem. We look at an apple, and we're told by our government that it's an orange. And we just go into paralysis, mental rational paralysis. After being shocked, you know, emotionally, by this incredible series of attacks on our country, on our people, on our iconic institutions and buildings, and we're set up, I think, emotionally to accept what's fed to us, And they're experts that are backing the government story up that produce $20 million three-year studies, which Jim Hoffman, by the way, calls the three-year $20 million cover-up of the crime of the century in his incredible.
But then that's got to mean the people that are really compiling these reports, who are engineers in their own right, then they've got to consciously be knowing that they're covering up?
Yeah, that's pretty sad, isn't it? And there's precedent for that with the Bush report, the Bush administration's science, which has been euphemistically called Bush science. So I don't know what to say about the conscience of those scientists and engineers, but I'm not one of them. And right now I have over 120 architects and engineers, and within a year we're going to have 1,000.
That's right. You just really, you started all of this pretty recently.
A month and a half ago. It's growing like lightning. I mean, we're fortunately, by the grace of God, we're a force to be reckoned with, and we're demanding of Congress a new investigation with subpoena power, and anyone can join us. You don't have to be an architect or engineer. We'll categorize you as what we call an other.
Yeah, you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those, but over 120 architects and engineers. And then, of course, there's the 9/11 Scholars for Truth and other groups, 9/11 investigations, all these different groups, some of them that have 500-plus engineers and scientists that are members of those different organizations.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Richard Gage, founding member of American. He's a member of the American Institute of Architects, founding member of AE911Truth.org. We're, again, very, very honored to have him on with us. And, you know, this show is not about child's play. It's not about jokes. It's not about screwing around. We take what we do here very, very serious. Troy from West Virginia has called in for like a year. It's been semi-entertainment just to illustrate how mindless the people are that disagree with us, his little petty threats and all the rest of it. He called in on a hotline at the network on a separate business line that we use for the hotline for people to call, because the main 1-800 number doesn't have a caller ID. But if you call the office lines that we use as hotlines, which are not public numbers, by the way, there's a caller ID on it. And so he called in, said he was the guest, got on the air, did his little prank call, and so I gave the number out a couple times, and one time I gave the prefix out incorrectly. If you called that number, call them and apologize to them. So they got hundreds of calls from poor, nice company, but they know who the other people are and gave the right number out. Now, I did give it out right the 2 other times. One time I gave it out wrong, because frankly, I've got to stop working till 3 a.m. every day. It's just really getting bad. Because my brain is not working as well as it was just a few months ago. But I got to finish Endgame. Let me give you the number correctly, okay, just to make sure, because I gave it out 3 times, 1 time wrong. It's 304-755-8301. 304-755-8301. That is the, he's the manager. And we want to talk to the owners. We want to talk, be polite when you call. And because, you know, the poor secretary answering the phone, people like that, they're not involved in all this. It's the manager of a Chevy dealership in Nitro, West Virginia. They're in the coal mining country. A lot of good folks up there. I mean, literally, man, I don't call up his work and impersonate myself as a manager or something on into the sales department and then start, you know, screwing up what they're doing. I mean, this is serious business when you start pulling stuff like that. 304-755-8301 is correct. What happened is I reversed the numbers on the last number. Of those last four, I reversed it. So, again, 304-755-8301. Going back to our guest, Richard Gage. Sir, please continue with the other smoking gun points, then we're going to go to some phone calls.
Okay. We talked about the concrete coming down. What we didn't talk about yet is the blast wave that blew out windows for 400 feet all around the building. That alone is also evidence that can stand up in a court of law, very scientific evidence. So now let's shift back to World Trade Center 7, Building 7, because we just briefly flew over that evidence. And what we have is the building that I mentioned wasn't hit by an airplane, fell down symmetrically, straight down through the path of greatest resistance. Now, buildings, when they do fail, and by the way, no steel frame high-rise building has ever failed due to fire, and we have 100 examples, at least, in the world, where there's been very hot, very large, and very long-lasting fires. And these have not failed. And I want to give you a few examples of those. Caracas, Venezuela, a 56-story building burned for 17 hours over 26 floors. And mind you, the fireproofing is only good for 2 to 3 hours in these buildings. It fries after that. It's useless. And yet, these buildings do not fall down. So Los Angeles, First Interstate Bank, burned 3.5 hours over 5 floors. Philadelphia, in 1991, the Meridian Plaza building burned 18 hours over 8 floors. And yet, on 9/11, we have 3 small fires and a lot of smoke in Building 7, and all of a sudden it comes down in 6.5 seconds at virtually free fall speed, right through the path of greatest resistance in a classic alignment of controlled demolition. In the presentation, which is on the 2-hour video that you can look at on our website now, you'll see a side-by-side controlled demolition next to Building 7. You'll see squibs, which go off on the 40th through the 47th floor, synchronistically timed floor by floor, boom, 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 boom. Just in that timing, these black puffs of smoke on the upper right-hand corner, you can see that on the flash video on the right side as soon as you log on to the website. It's unbelievable. So these fires do not bring down high-rise buildings, ever. And yet, what are the chances on 9/11? We have 3 high-rise buildings brought down by fire. It's essentially a fire theory. The fact that the plane hit the towers is irrelevant in terms of the hotness of the fire, in terms of the jet fuel itself, which doesn't burn more than 1,400 to 1,700 degrees. And NIST even claims that the impact of the jet itself and the twin towers did no lasting damage. In fact, the building stood for 56 minutes and 102 minutes after the jet impacts. What they do say is that the jet impacts with the kinetic energy of them knocked some of the fireproofing off. Well, The jet hit one side of this building, and in the case of the south tower, the corner. It would only have knocked the fireproofing off where it hit. And so we might have believed NIST if the building toppled in the direction of the weakness, the fireproofing having protected, until it was knocked off the steel. And in the case of the South Tower, we did have such a toppling, but then you immediately begin to see that the South Tower, after it tipped, being destroyed from the point of airplane impacts up. We would have expected this 40-story mass to continue falling at its angular momentum and fall all the way down to the ground.
This is a giant steel cage, but instead it blows up.
Oh, yeah, it's completely disintegrated. We don't see its mass down on the floor.
I go back. I mean, why do they do stuff so obvious right in front of us? And we know it's only government and slash private corporations that have access to the buildings that could do this. Why do they do stuff just so blatantly obvious? I mean, they turn 210-story buildings into ash in front of us.
Well, if you want the American people to align with you in invading a couple of countries in the Middle East, you're going to have to shock them into submission, if you will. And I think 9/11.
Well, yes, sir, I agree with you on that, and we all understand what PNAC said and what they've done. But, I mean, why they think we're so dumb. I mean, here's another example. Iran is Shiite. They're enemies of classical al-Qaeda, where that imaginary supposed group comes from. But there are some real Wahhabist, you know, kookball sects out there. I mean, there's a real Taliban. Well, that's the same group out of Saudi Arabia. Now, they are admittedly on U.S. payroll, admittedly being staged out of eastern Iraq into western Iran. The White House admits that they're, and they name the groups by name, which are admitted al-Qaeda, attacking Iran. Then the media claims we've got to attack Iran because they're funding al-Qaeda in Iraq, when publicly our government's funding al-Qaeda to attack Iran. But I mean, but when you have both committee chairmen of the House and Senate Armed Service Committees who don't know the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni, I guess they know the general public has no connection to reality on any front. But I just wonder if the public knows how dangerous that is to go through life not knowing anything. I mean, we're in a war, folks. We've lost 3,000-plus troops, really well over 12,000. They don't count it if you die out of country after you've been wounded. We're talking millions of dead Iraqis in the last 16, 17 years of sanctions. 700-plus thousand dead now. You know, a year and a half ago was 600,000 just since the war started. I mean, this is, and you don't even know where it is on a map. You don't know who a Shiite or a Sunni is. And we're about to go to war with Iran. Listen, you better figure it out. I mean, do you see what I'm saying, Richard?
Yeah, no, I do.
I mean, how dumb do they think we are that they call Shiites al-Qaeda? I mean, that is just unbelievable. That is simple. That is not hard.
Well, I think there are a lot of Americans who really want to believe that their government is safe, and I was one of those, and I'm questioning everything at this point. Now,
but I mean, you're a smart guy, and it took you a while to wake up because somebody spurred your thought process. You were trusting. I think that's the key. People are smart out there; they're just trusting. And it's kind of like a rat in a rat maze or a bird in a bird cage or fish in a fish tank. They don't question what's outside that contained world. And I think what's happening now, Richard, is people are getting outside now that containment and just questioning. And, folks, let me tell you, you're going to find nightmares. I mean, believe me, it's always worse than I thought. I mean, I cannot describe to you how bad it is. And I think that's because we've thought we're the land of the free, home of the brave for hundreds of years, and it gave evil a chance to grow like never before.
That's true. Now, we're not alone. The architects and engineers are not experts in controlled demolition. So we just like NIST does, have their experts, we have ours. I mean, we have the top European controlled demolition expert, Dan.
Let's talk about that when we get back, and then I promise we're going to go to phone calls. Stay there. Richard Gage is our guest. We're very honored to have him. We appreciate him coming on the show, despite the antics. The antics. We'll be right back.
Thank you. More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl whistle and a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide.
A place called Boulder.
A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado.
Oh, man, Waylon Jennings.
I fell into the wet concrete below.
I can listen to that voice all day. What about you?
They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, 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 around.
That's an amazing story about how they were freezing their hind ends off in New Mexico about to fly into Texas. And, Buddy Holly and then we're getting on the little plane. There wasn't enough room for him. And they said, we hope you freeze your butt off driving in that car. And he says, I hope you crash and die. And he says he has nightmares about it to this day because they did crash and die. So watch those portends or oaths or things you call out, because there's a little more in this world than what you see on just the surface. That's why it's very evil to make jokes about dead and dying. It's very evil to make jokes about dying Iraqi children. I am, in my soul, scared to be involved in evil. I mean, just in my very makeup, I know what you do comes back on you and comes back on those you love. In fact, that's how the universe works. And for all these people that have gone along with 9/11 and you're trying to go along with killing this country right now, let me tell you, you don't have to worry about us and the Patriot or the Truth Movement. You got to worry about God. That's what you got a major problem with. We're going to do a short segment, Richard. I appreciate you being with us. We're going to come back and go to the calls immediately. But yeah, get into, you guys have got top demolition experts, including the top guy in Europe.
Yeah, Danny Jawenko. He's extraordinary because he says, this guy's 27 years in the demolition business. It starts from below. They've simply blown away the column. This is a controlled demolition. A team of experts did this. It's professional work without any doubt. So we have the experts. Here's Hugo Bachmann, professor emeritus and former chairman of the Department of Structural Dynamics and Earthquake Engineering at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology. He says, in my opinion, the building World Trade Center 7 was, with great probability, professionally demolished. Then, over at the World Trade Center, we have two interesting gentlemen, Van Romero, a top explosives expert from New Mexico. He says, televised images of the attacks in the World Trade Center suggest that explosive devices caused the collapse of both towers. Too methodical, he says, to be a chance result of airplanes colliding with the structures. My opinion is based on the videotapes that after the airplanes hit the World Trade Center towers, there were some explosive devices inside the building that caused the towers to collapse. Then we have Mike Taylor, a demolition expert, on The New Scientist, 12 September 01. It looked like a classic controlled demolition. He's from the National Association of Demolition Contractors.
We have Kevin Ryan, who found out about an internal report by Underwriting Laboratories that fire couldn't have done what happened to 7.
That's a fascinating story because NIST themselves hired Underwriting Laboratories to build four different sections emulating the construction of the World Trade Center.
Very expensive, huge secret test.
Oh, yeah. And guess what? They put 2,000 degrees of fire, well, way above whatever would be expected in a normal, typical office fire. And this is per ASTM E119.
Stay there. Finish that when we get back in calls. 1-800-259-9231. We will not stop you murdering terrorists because we don't have a choice. This is life and death. Make no mistake, folks. We face total tyranny. You heard Dr. Roberts earlier. Father of Reaganomics. I talked to him off air. He's completely upset, and he knows the country's dying right now. Okay, they're getting ready to make another move. They're killers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Took it all away. The names in the middle. The faces where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your middle protest. No melody rejected. It was an inside job.
Yeah, I know it's hard to always live out in the light, but we better do it, my friends. George in Indiana, Joe in Wisconsin, Justin in Arizona, Bob in Wisconsin, Emily in Ohio. We're going to get to all of you. But before we go any further here with our guest, I haven't even plugged my films today. I'll be quite frank with you. I've been so upset by what's happening with the build-up to war with Iran, to the news in front of me, what's happening to our dollar, our precious currency. I just can't believe how far they've already taken this country down the tubes. And most people still don't know how far down we've gone. And I am really upset. This is where I live. This is where I got family. It's where I got roots. There's really nowhere else to go. I mean, America's still a great place. And I'm so angry at the New World Order for what they've done to my country and where I live and what they've done to the name of my country. What they've done, I just want to live a happy, peaceful life. And I know that's what you want. I never wanted to do what I'm doing. Frankly, I've gotten to the point because I do it too much. Kind of like if you love hot dogs, but you're made to eat 100 of them, you don't like them anymore. I don't like doing this anymore, but I have to. And I'm asking you, all of you, to step up to the plate and get involved in the fight. And I'm asking you to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15-cent a day membership. Why? Because all 15 of my films, and now the 16th, Terror Storm Special Edition, is out. And because you can download them in super high quality. I mean, it looks almost as good as television. It's not as good, but it's almost as crisp. Soon, it will look that good. We could put it up there in a file where it looked as good as TV, but nobody could download it unless you had a T1 or something bigger. So I want you to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and I want you to buy a big stack of discs. Let's say you got a computer and you got a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It's easy to sign on, put your passcode in that you create. It takes about a minute and a half to sign up. But let's say you're like me and not that tech savvy. You know how to burn a music CD because you learned 10 years ago, but you don't know how to burn a DVD or a CD. Get your neighbors over or go online. It's easy. There's little free programs you download. And then once you've downloaded it in the format off my site, in Flash or in Windows or in QuickTime, bunch of different formats up there, you just click burn it, and it'll burn it to disk. I mean, learn how to do it. I get all these emails all the time. I don't know how to burn them. Could you burn a bunch of them and give them to us? No, I can't. I can't do it all, folks. I literally am killing myself working as much as I am now. So I'm just asking you, please get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. If you have one, go buy the disc today. I mean, you can buy them like 50 cents a piece. You know, the CDs, not the DVDs, but you can burn them on the CDs. And it's high quality. And I mean, just sit there while you're surfing the internet or, you know, while you're doing your bills or whatever and just be burning them in the background. I mean, it takes 4 or 5 minutes to burn one of these on average. You could, in an hour every day, burn 20, 30, 40, 50 of them, depending on what kind of computer you got. I don't care if you burn one a day. Just get Terror Storm out to people. And the quickest and the cheapest way to do it is PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, you can go to Google Video. We put it out for free, too. I still haven't made my money back on Terror Storm, and that's fine. But the point is that you can go download it off Google Video. It doesn't look good. You know, it looks a little muddy. It's better than nothing. Burn that to disk. You can do the download function right there. But I suggest you go pay $5.95 a month so we get a little bit of support, but that's not even the main reason. The main reason is you can go and burn my TV shows, hundreds of them, weekly TV reports, special video reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, print copies off, give them to people on disc as an ebook. I mean, it is just thousands of pieces of media, PrisonPlanet.tv. And the new film is there, and it's available right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, I told you about the late, great USA, the coming merger with Mexico and Canada with Dr. Jerome Corsi. We've got some of those. Be sure and get those at InfoWars.com. I've also gotten a report here. Just came in. I'm going to get this posted up on PrisonPlanet.com that Aaron Russo is in very bad shape and that he's basically broke and needs money for medical bills. So we're going to get that posted. Hopefully folks will support him. I'm going to try to call him. I tried to call him last week, and let's pray for him. Also, let me tell you about some sponsors I haven't even plugged yet today, and they're great people. One of them is Zenner Food. It's the best green food out there, and they're Patriots, and it's discounted. And they got 25% off bulk orders. Be sure and ask about that when you call or look for that info on the website. It's right there, enerfood.com. The food's debased. The quality of the food's debased, even if it's organic in many cases, the mineral bases. You need to get this Zenner Food. The ingredients are incredible. I use it, and my wife's taking it. Aaron Dykes is taking it. And I know it's not really intended for this, but I heard it doesn't. I'm not as hungry because I'm getting the nutrients I need. Zennerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. Also, there's another great product, and they're going to stop offering this at the end of the month. You can still get it from them, but this offer ends at the end of the month. It's Solutions from Science with the Shilajit, and that's mined out of the mountains there in the Himalayas, and it's just absolutely amazing stuff. It's 84 different types of minerals in ionic form. Minerals are the key, and they believe so much in it, they'll send you a three-month supply without a credit card number. It's just they send you an invoice, and if you want to order more, at the end of 3 months, you pay for the first order and get your next order. I mean, that's called believing in a product. Most of these money-back guarantees that you give them your card, then you got to call and cancel it. No. For another 10 days or so, they're doing this. So let me give you their number, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or blacklistedherb.com, blacklistedherb.com. Okay, I want to go to these loaded phone lines here, and but you were finishing up a point, Mr. Gage, before we do that.
Well, I think we made that point earlier in that NIST hired UL to create these assemblies. UL lit a 2,000-degree fire underneath, put twice the amount of known loading on top, and the fire did not fail the trusses. These were exactly as built by the World Trade Center. In fact, NIST turned around and said, the sag was only 2 to 3 inches. NIST claimed a 42-inch sag in these trusses, directly lying and betraying the integrity of the test themselves.
And that's never happened before, but let's say it did. The building would just sag down into a pile and fall over sideways. It wouldn't just perfectly boom, 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 and fall at free fall speed.
That's right. And we made that point earlier. So that's the point I wanted to make. But the last point is NIST's overall objective. Their stated objective was to determine how and why World Trade Center 1 and 2 collapsed and World Trade Center 7. Listen to this. They say in their, this is the scope of their work. The focus of the investigation was on the sequence of events from the instant of aircraft impact to the initiation of collapse for each tower. For brevity in this report, the sequence is referred to as the probable collapse sequence, although it does not actually include the structural behavior of the tower after the conditions for collapse initiation were reached and collapse became, they say, inevitable. So, first of all, they make this incredible assumption that this ensuing grand collapse occurs, and of course it would occur. It's inevitable. But they have no justification whatsoever in this 10,000-page report. They have 1.5 pages on this ridiculous assumption, because there's never, ever been a collapse of a steel frame structure, a total collapse based on some initiating event.
I agree. Let's jump to some calls here. George in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Great. Alex, before I finish, don't hang up. I have a question for you. But that Chilazine, I've been on it for about a month. I just got my cholesterol count back. It's been as high as 290. It was down to around 230 6 months ago. It's 110. I about fell out of my chair. So I don't know if that's the Chilazine doing it, but that's
Well, I mean, really what it is a bunch of different minerals, and it's in a formed, dug out of alluvial deposits in the Himalayas from when that was an ancient sea. And so I don't know how to, and it's also got like biological elements in it from different little microorganism plants that grow. Before we took it as a sponsor, I researched it. We turned down 9 out of 10 sponsors, and we took them as a sponsor because it looks to be really good to me, and I'm taking it. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm hooked on it. Now, here's what I wanted to mention. A friend and I got together, and we worked out odds of probability on all of this. And we figure as a control number, we don't have a control number because it's never happened. So we picked 100-to-1 chance that a plane would fly into a building, cause it to collapse, something we've never experienced on this planet. Then we figured 1,000-to-1 for a second plane on the same day to go into another building and cause it to collapse. Then the third building, we had to give it a number of 10,000-to-1 because it's also going to fall by fire with no plane hitting it in free fall. You multiply those threes together, you have 1 billion-to-1 odds that this could ever happen.
But then calculate in the chances that the government would be running a drill of flying hijacked jets into the very same targets at the exact same time, which they were doing in reality, and on 7-7, and it comes into numbers that are hard for me to even pronounce.
Oh, they would extend right on out to the end of the universe. Also, all 8 engines on those planes were never found. I sent you a picture this morning of an engine, a crashed plane where the engine laid right next to a car. This engine's twice the size of this car in complete
Well, in all fairness, they did found an internal part of a jet engine there, or what appeared to be. But
well, I could pick it up and put it in my trunk. This thing, you couldn't
pick
up. Oh,
yeah, that little bitty thing, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, so that's all. So the whole idea of this is just unbelievable to me. One question. Have you heard of Benjamin Fulford? And what do you think?
Well, I've never heard of Benjamin Fulford.
Refresh my memory.
Well, Alex, if you go to Reese.com, you can read about it. This guy is he wrote for Forbes magazine.
Oh, no, I know all about it. Yeah, I actually heard the interview. It's the whole thing that the Chinese mafia is going to save us.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to get the guy on. I've been saying I want to get him on for weeks, and we're going to... We just need to call Jeff up and get his number and get that guy on. I mean, I think there's some... I think he believes it, okay? I'll just leave it at that. And I know that there are members of the elite structures in the world that don't like what the globalists are doing, so I don't say that's not true. It's gotten a lot of attention, which is fine and dandy, and we're going to get on it. So you'll definitely hear that here. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hello. Hey, for the guest. Has anyone taken a look at the economic reasons for having Twin Towers collapse, like the last-minute insurance policy changes and how they collected twice on it, and some of the reactions from people in New York? I mean, why wasn't Giuliani concerned for himself? Why didn't he say, oh, my God, I was supposed to be in that building? Or Silverstein and his indignation. You know, how could he use my buildings to do this? I mean, the reactions just... don't add up. And then even the Pentagon having their audit records destroyed miraculously.
Well, and then the media uses this to debunk us, and I appreciate your call, Joe. They say, well, is it about Iraq? Is it about weapon sales? Is it about a domestic police state? Is it about $7 million in insurance payouts? Is it about anything the globalists do? They do in a cost-benefit analysis, then they cluster events around one big operation they do, and they do a bunch of stuff while that happens. You know, 2 days after, they brought China into the World Trade Organization. A bunch of things happened. You want to comment on that, Mr. Gage?
No, I don't have a comment, but there were plenty of economic benefits. So I'll certainly agree to that.
Yeah, but the media implies to the public that it has to only be one thing or the other. No, this is cost-benefit analysis.
Yeah, that makes sense, Al.
Let's talk to Justin in Arizona. You're on the air with Richard Gage. Go ahead.
Hey, from Tucson, guys. Three quick things. First, I think I have a phrase that's a little more effective than 9/11 was an inside job when we're standing out with our signs, and that is, jumbo jets cannot demolish skyscrapers. It seems to get under the radar.
Well, it wasn't a jumbo jet anyway, so...
Well, jets cannot demolish skyscrapers. You know, it's just ridiculous. People would say, duh, if you told them
Well,
that
have you heard the analogy of a lumberjack hits a tree and it turns into sawdust?
Yeah, I like that analogy. That's a great analogy because you have the complete dismemberment of the structure. You have pulverized dust down to 10 microns. It's
now, let's say a lumberjack swings and hits a big oak tree, and not only does the one whack cut the tree down, it chops it into sawdust.
It's very efficient.
Right.
We've got to hire that lumberjack.
Oh, man. Well, we got to know this, folks. Anybody that would carry out an attack like this will do it again with no qualms. And look what the administration's saying. Al-Qaeda's back. They're going to hit us. Al-Qaeda's built to pre-9/11 levels. You haven't given up all your rights, so Al-Qaeda's going to get you. Does that sound good to you, Richard Gage?
No, I don't want to live in such a country.
Yeah, I want to go back to feeling a little bit of security. You know, they tell me, oh, they'd be afraid of Al-Qaeda. I mean, let's say Al-Qaeda was real, which it isn't. I'm a lot more concerned about this government. I mean, my goodness. Do any of you feel secure with these people running things? And think about my shoes. I'm out here fighting them. Richard, I mean, I know you had to do some gut checking before you did this. When did you finally, you said you woke up 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I mean, how long did it take you to finally go public a few months ago? When did you finally make the plunge?
It was a year ago that I heard David Ray Griffin's and it took me 9 months of researching to get to the point where we firmly decided to go forward with the website. We had a temporary website up for a while. I finally got some time and some backing from an incredible series of gentlemen that are helping me. We're just rocketing. We're rocketing. I don't have to, I'm like you. I'm working now, 100 hours, something like 100 hours a week. It's two full-time jobs plus, in other words. I got a family, I got a wife, I've got a kid, and I've got lots of responsibilities besides these two full-time jobs. So it's tough. I hear you. I'd much rather be living in peace, as you suggest. I don't want to do this. I wasn't made for this. I mean, I'm not a great speaker.
Oh,
I'm
yes,
not
you
a
are.
Great architect. I get confused with my words and my thoughts sometimes. And there's somebody else, some other architect or engineer out there who wants to step forward and be the spokesman, because I'm looking for lots of help.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You're an excellent, very well-spoken. That's why people are resonating with your message, and the 120-plus members who are architects and engineers and the thousands of others supporting you. And, you know, leadership, that's who we need as leaders, not those that want it, but those that it literally is thrust upon. And you're a leader, Richard Gage. You've taken action, and people like you may save this country and this planet with God's help. We'll be right back with a few final calls. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes, and now is helping thousands. The Sacro Wedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the Sacro Wedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The Sacro Wedgie works when all else fails.
Have your questions ready. I'm going to jam in a few final ones for our guests here in just a moment. Don't forget our sponsors like ResearchHerbs.com, hundreds of well-documented, mainline, high-quality, at good prices, herbs and vitamins and minerals that are known to have nutritive and different health effects. And one of their products is Live 52, the world's best-selling liver support formula since 1955, and it's sold over 2 billion tablets and 13 million syrup bottles since 1955. It is a recognized drug in over 45 countries. endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals. And it's just again, a very good mainline herbal formula for detoxing the liver. 800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841, or researchedherbs.com. And check out all our sponsors' banners at prisonplanet.com. They're on the right-hand side. You can check them out there if you missed any of those addresses or phone numbers. I'll be on the radio this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, syndicated to quite a few AM and FM stations, a growing list, and shortwave at WWCR and the Internet at Infowars.com. Emily in Ohio, you're on the air with Richard Gage. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Remember me, your little info warrior down in Stockton, Ohio?
I do remember you, yes.
Okay. Well, I plan on trying to come up to New York and see you on September 11th. And me and my mom were talking with some people yesterday, and we heard this thing about that when they have martial law come in, they shut down Walmarts for 2 hours, and then they turn it into a concentration camp.
Did you hear this on mainstream radio?
I might have. Me and my
Walmart is involved. I remember hearing this 15 years ago. I didn't believe it, but I've known for about 10 years. They're involved in continuity of government, and they are going to use them as holding facilities and mass inoculation forced drugging centers.
All right. So what I wanted to talk
They are working with the government. And remember the smallpox shot? They were going to make the cops and firemen take it, but they literally 99.9% LA Times reported refused, and Walmart was going to be involved in staging areas in that. Very, very wicked. Look, most of these big companies aren't real companies. They're government fronts. Microsoft, IBM, Walmart, pure New World Order. You want to comment on that, Richard Gage?
I don't know about Walmart and those guys. I do not know. I can't research everything else.
I understand. You and we try. Believe me, you can't. Okay. Hey, listen, call me back later if you want to tell me more, Emily. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Bob in Wisconsin. Bob, go ahead. Okay, Bob's not there. Let's talk to Dale in Arkansas. Dale, you're on the air. Okay, we're not going to go to Dale. Ted in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you doing today?
Good, go ahead. Last caller.
It's very interesting. She talked about Walmart closing at an interesting time. I really wanted to let you know that a guy called into Jack Blood the other day, said he was very concerned. He works at Giuliani and Associates in New York. It's going to be closed on August 21st and 22nd for 48 hours. Complete power down, everything. He was very concerned. He was very alarmed, and I noticed that that time was coincided with the dog days of August. And one of your callers.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of talk about that, and there's some San Diego groups out saying that. We'll see. It seems like every month there's a new date. You know, we're going to attack Iran on this date. Well, it's going to be an attack on that date. The New World Order will strike when you least expect it. That's what they continue to do. But, yeah, they do want to go into Iran, and that is a prime time for it, so we'll watch that. Thank you. Richard Gage, we're going to have you back up soon. I appreciate you spending time with us, and I want to encourage other architects and engineers to check out the organization, AE911Truth.org. Thank you, my friend.
You're very welcome, Alex. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. And I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, here on the network, on the satellites and the AM and FM dial. Internet 24 hours a day, restream. The show's about to re-kick off all the antics and bloopers of today, the cluster program. And I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Be sure and join me. God bless you all. Thank you all as well. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.